Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Hey! This edition, as so many others, is not for young children. Well, pretty boy, what about your sexual drive? Is it too much, too little? Are you normal, perverted? Are you artificially overstimulating your sexual drive by enjoying the porn that's on television and all around us? When you're with your wife, are there sometimes three of you in bed via your fantasy lovers? And if so, what's wrong with that? I mean, after all, is your wife fantasizing maybe about George Clooney or Tom Cruise? Nah, probably just making out her grocery list while you enjoy yourself. Stay tuned to a continuation of my interview that I recorded with California researcher Dr. Arch Hart. Dr. Hart interviewed around 600 good, decent, upright, church-going men to find the sexual habits of what he calls America's best. He's reported his findings in his book, The Sexual Man. His findings may very well surprise you. Why is it, Dr. Hart, that the male ego is so wrapped up in the sexual performance?
Yes. I think that the reason why the male ego is so wrapped up with sexuality is, first of all, the biological one. There is a strong biologically driven. I think I cannot underscore strongly enough the biology of the sex drive, because there is a flow of hormones that determines the strong interest. But the ego becomes wrapped up with it because as you compete with other males for the attention of girls, and later on you compete for a partner and someone you can date and marry, everything gets wrapped up in how successful you are in the sexual arena. I think that the misperception amongst males, and I'm not sure that this is true in all cases, but the misperception is that unless you are a super stud, you're not going to be very desirable to the female population. I mean, that is the it's a misperception, because I think if you talk with a large group of women, you will discover that for many of them, what they're looking for in a man is more than just a good partner. That's the animal side of our being, of our creation. The tender side, they want the love, the romance of it. But the male's ego becomes wrapped up with it, so much so that when there is some problem with sexual performance, it is a very devastating thing, Gary. I mean, I've seen some of the most profound depressions in men over the issue of whether or not they are able to perform sexually. And it's an inappropriate over-dependence of the ego on their sexuality, because in the real world, that is not the important thing in the vast majority of relationships.
Yeah. Here's another interesting statement you made, and I'd like for you to comment on this, and it may be related to what we were talking about here in the sexual performance. You said in your book, The Sexual Man, more men than women have experienced unwanted intercourse. Now, that was a true-false question in the book, and I was taking that test, and frankly, I missed it. I put false on that. So
that is true. A higher percentage of men report having engaged in sexual intercourse, not wanting to. It has to do with this male ego thing again. You know, unless I can perform at the drop of a hat, unless I am ready at all times, then there's something wrong with me as a man. And a high percentage of men report that they have participated in sexual activity when they really didn't want to. They either didn't desire it really, or it wasn't the right setting, or they did it just because their ego had to be satisfied, just because they had to prove something about their masculinity. And it is amazing, but it is a pretty high percentage of men.
Here's something else, maybe along this same line in your book, and I'm going to read a paragraph or part of a paragraph in there. I'd like for you to comment on this. As men get older, their male egos have not adjusted. So they spend their days eyeing attractive women, seeking all the sexual stimulation they can get, soaking up every drop of arousal, peeking at every bit of exposed flesh, and concocting elaborate fantasies. All this is done with the intention of raising their sexual readiness, for the moment when performance is required of them. They just can't let it happen in low gear. They must keep their engine running at peak revs. As one might imagine, their preoccupation with success almost guarantees frequent failure.
Right. Yeah, that is, you know, that refers to the fact that while men show a lot of interest in sexuality, in other words, their hormones are driving them to pay attention to the opportunities and so forth. For many men today, especially those in high-pressure jobs, especially those who have many, many demands and a lot of stress going on, their bodies are, in effect, competing with their sex drive for the energy. And for many of them, they come home at night and they are exhausted. And now that they have this male thing, you know, I've got to be ready, I've got to be alert, I've got to be active, and so to keep their sexual energy high, because it's competing with the energy needed for many other activities, they have to then find ways to stimulate their sex drive, and so they deliberately look for things to stimulate themselves. They pay attention to attractive women. They look for opportunities for arousal. They scan the television set, you know, and you can do it so quickly these days with that clicker, looking for sexual stimulation of some sort, to bring them to peak performance. And so it's not like the athlete who is training intensively to be ready for the race. Well, I should say that it's very much like that. The male then overdoes it. Becomes so obsessed with sexual matters in order to be ready that it takes away the spontaneity of it. And then often that leads to conflicts with one's spouse, because the spouse wants more spontaneity. The male has sort of been setting the stage for it, preparing himself. And now, because there isn't a coincidence of the desire on the part of the two involved, there is an opportunity for disappointment. Or you psych yourself up to expect a lot, and then you find that you just can't quite measure up to your expectations.
My guest has been Dr. Arch Hart, a California researcher who has interviewed about 600 good, decent, upright men, good, decent, upright church-going men, about their sexual habits, and he's reported them in the book The Sexual Man.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Bored with life and stressed, but worried about God stealing what fun you do have? Well, you've got it backwards. There's no adventure like understanding more clearly God's game plan for you. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.